When we hear slavery, we think of the transatlantic slave trade from Africa to the New World between the 16th and the 19th century. We imagine African slaves working in coffee, tobacco, cocoa, sugar, and cotton plantations, gold and silver mines, or working as domestic servants. Kind of a scenario as in 12 Years a Slave, the Academy Award-winning movie from 2013. But transatlantic slavery has been abolished already in the 19th century. Further, the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the 1956 UN Supplementary Convention on the Abolition of Slavery, the slave trade and institutions and practices similar to slavery have been signed by the international community. So slavery is a thing of the past, isn't it? The UN independent expert on contemporary forms of slavery, Gulnara Shahinyan, would disagree.
Irrespective of the fact slavery has been eradicated by law, in reality it exists, and it affects the lives of many, many millions of people. It is not only trafficking in humans, as it has seen now in the media. It is bonded labor, it is hereditary forms of slavery, it is caste-based slavery, it is worst forms of child labor, it is early marriages. It takes many, many forms.
The international human rights organization Anti-Slavery confirms that slavery did not end in the 19th century. It rather adapted to the changing environment. Whereas the transatlantic slave trade was embedded in the colonial and imperialist framework, today slavery is structured by the economic imperatives given by the West. Modern-day slavery is not easily to detect in today's society as economic vulnerability creates a blur between force and voluntarism. The Oxford Dictionary defines a slave as a person who works very hard without proper remuneration or appreciation, a person who is excessively dependent upon or controlled by something, a device or part of one directly controlled by another. A definition of the modern-day slave is given by Anti-Slavery. Someone who is forced to work through mental or physical threat, owned or controlled by an employer, usually through mental or physical abuse or the threat of abuse, dehumanized, treated as a commodity or bought and sold as property, physically constrained, or has restrictions placed on his or her freedom of movement. Forms of slavery are, as Shahinyan mentioned, bonded labor, child slavery, early enforced marriage, forced labor, descent-based slavery, and human trafficking, which is going to be discussed later on in the show. Looking at these definitions, some people might argue that restructuring programs by the IMF and the World Bank create conditions that accommodate modern-day slavery in third world countries. Economic vulnerability of the states, but also individuals, blurs the distinction between force and necessity. Moreover, the demand for cheap consumer goods in industrialized countries has created pressure on the supply side to produce as cheaply as possible. This has further invigorated the poor working conditions in third world countries. There have been several campaigns launched that are aiming at raising awareness to this problem of modern society. Slaveryfootprint.org, for example, has created a survey on the individual's consumption behavior to answer the question, how many slaves work for you? The result is shown on a geographical map giving a footprint of the person's participation in modern-day slavery. However, the initiator of the website the organization Made in a Free World does not only want to name and shame, but of course also encourage action. Their aim is to change society's consumption behavior and the economic structures which are built on modern-day slavery. So think twice. Do you really need the diamonds from Sierra Leone? Diamonds are forever. Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, forever, ever. When we